Well, we're pleased to welcome Duluth Mayor Emily Larson to our guest, to our studio this morning over the phone, to our airwaves, I think is the word that I was struggling for. Good morning, Mayor Larson. Nice to have
you with
us.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So last week, there was a community unity gathering, and there's been a lot of concern, and there's been a lot of unrest in the country. This election, I'm old. I'm not real old, but I'm old enough. I don't think I've ever seen the country respond to an election with this amount of protest and this amount of angst. And I'll tell you that the campaign itself was very different also. Can you talk about the reasons behind the community unity gathering?
Yeah, well, and it stems from the last point you made, which is the tenor of the campaign itself, I think, has helped bring out very strong reactions from everyone on all sides. And there's a lot for people to be tracking and concerned about. There's a lot for people to be watchful for. There's no question. There always is when we have transitions of power. We have a big unknown in the most recent election in terms of President-elect Trump, and there's a lot we need to be tracking and making sure that we're advocating and lifting up our voices. So, the community unity rally was really an opportunity to help reaffirm who we are as a city here in Duluth. One of the reasons we did it, I called Commissioner Stauber, who, supported President-elect Trump. I openly supported Secretary Clinton. He and I have different views in a lot of ways, and yet we work very, very well together. And what made sense to us was to really reaffirm that as a community, we have a history of wonderful civic engagement, wonderful, strong voter turnout, strong activism, and that is great. I mean, so let's focus our efforts on using that productively, which isn't to say that the way other people choose to express themselves is unproductive, just that we really do have a special community here that gains a lot of traction when we organize and work well together, and let's focus on the areas where we can create important change that we need to, both here and across the state and in the country.
There are people that are feeling very, very afraid. The campaign, the president-elect has been controversial, has many women feel threatened and afraid, many people of color feel threatened and afraid, many gay and transgender people feel threatened and afraid. Mm-hmm. What is our community doing, if anything, to try to help people feel more secure? Because after all, our security or our insecurity doesn't really start, in a sense, at the national level. It starts when I step out of my door, up in my little neighborhood in Woodland, and do I feel, do I feel safe?
Yep. I think there's three things. First, I want to be very, very clear for people who are either listening and feeling unease or distressed about the outcome of the election, or for a community that works so well together, to say, if you are someone who feels afraid, regardless and inclusive of all of the ways you identify yourself, Duluth has your back. This is a community that takes care of each other and one another. And as mayor, I absolutely do not tolerate people being disinclusive, being racist, being homophobic, being things that disenfranchise and further marginalize people. So I want to be very clear in saying, as a leader, there's no space for that. And I will go to the wall and I will go to the mat in defense of people to live with the freedoms that we can expect everyone to have. The second is people need to organize. If you have concerns, use that energy. And that leads into the third point, which is I strongly encourage people to be very cautious about their media. There is an enormous amount. There's the cycle we get caught in with social media. There is a cycle we get caught in of how we speculate and project and get ourselves spun negatively and creating chaos within ourselves without being mindful of how we can anchor and steady ourselves. And some of that really is up to us to say, you know what, for 3 days, I'm not going to go on social media. The world will continue. The good news and the bad news will continue to be out there. But what I'm going to do is focus on where I can be strong with myself so that I can use my energy to be proactive in the areas where we need leadership or we need activism or we need policy change. So, you know, I think as a leader, there's a lot I can do about saying and doing and protecting. But as a community, we need to be very proactive, organized, and strategic if you have concerns. But take care of yourself. You know, there are a lot of people on all political sides incredibly stressed because they are helping to create greater stress in themselves by keeping a constant, vigilant eye on media that is not productive, is not even accurate in many cases.
There's been some new conversation about flatly false stories circulating. And
on all sides.
Exactly. And while social media, the internet has enabled us to be better connected in many useful ways, it also, we need to be vigilant and we need to be educated about our news sources.
Absolutely.
In a way that we never were before. To be skeptical and to do a little bit of extra research and a little extra fact checking. And of course, that isn't just as easy and perhaps as fun or as gratifying as just hitting forward, you know,
on. I mean, here's the thing. We have so much community supported media coverage here. That is incredible. One of our biggest assets we have is a daily newspaper, several public radio stations such as KUMD, multiple television outlets. I mean, we have so many wonderful people who are rooted in this community, committed to this community, and providing a check and balance on each other. You know, I mean, you don't want to see your fellow radio stations go down rabbit holes either. You're going to kind of hold credibility accountable to your peers in the same way that, you know, me as a community member or a donor or a whatever to community supported radio or our media market is going to call out and be engaged in that. That's a huge asset we have, that many communities have major conglomerates that are not connected to their community, that are not reflective of the conversation happening within neighborhoods. We have that, and we need to lift that up. We need to use it. And I think people can trust our local coverage. There may be skews and there may be slants at times, but I think you can trust the authenticity and the honesty of it. I'm not seeing that on a national level. I'm just not.
Well, Mayor Larson, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you, and I hope that we'll have conversations continuing as we strive to find our balance, to provide checks and balances for one another, and to help us move, take all of our those of us who have nervous energy, take that nervous energy wherever it might be and use it in a productive way.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lisa, anytime. Thanks for having me. And I important community conversation, and it's important for me to hear back from people, too. So I'd love to do this anytime.
Thanks, Mayor Larson.
Thank you.
Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.